Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Ryan Mudd fulfilled the date on Saturday night. Coach Mack came through big.
A real group effort, really. I mean, two people go on a date, but it takes a village.
I feel like the city came together to make this happen.
Takes a city.
Yes. Cheyenne came through as well. Coach Dave McGinnis is in studio with us. He normally joins us on Thursdays. Of course, Thursday this week, July 4th. So we'll say Coach Mack presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Mack, good to see you.
Guys, it's great to be in here. Ryan, I specifically told you I don't want you to say anything until they start this presentation. But
Mud, like a good little boy, is being quiet right now. Too
red faced.
I was extremely.
Head's about to explode.
I was more than happy to be a part of this. I really was. I mean, I made a small contribution. I paid for it all.
Very small contribution.
That's my small contribution. I paid for it all.
And I will say, after this, and I mean, this is going to be a wild half hour coming up here. And I propose after that we go on what I'm going to call a Mudatorium.
You know, I
let it begin.
Well, I knew that Tom Morales and his crew at the Southern, which is an outstanding place, I knew that it would be everything that Ryan and Cheyenne wanted it to be. And so, as I told him when I got involved in this, you know, expense was no issue, whatever you needed. And so I'm hoping to hear that it was everything you wanted and more, so I'll quit talking.
Well, Chad, this was epic by you. I've heard portions of this. Paul's heard clips of this. You were able to make it down to the Southern around 10 p.m. on Saturday night. How long did you wait outside for them to finish up?
I made it down around 9:45. I had to wait until about 10:05, 10:02 maybe.
So you're standing outside for 20 minutes?
Yeah, or maybe I got down at 9:30. I actually give a timestamp to start the interview. I think of the exact time. Okay. I looked at my phone to see what time it was when we started the interview. I waited about 10 or 15 minutes standing outside the Southern on Demumbrian, corner of 3rd and Demumbrian. I was peeking into the dining room to see if I could spot the lovers sharing a plate of spaghetti or whatever Ryan Mudd does on a date. Could not spot them. As I said before, I had to text with Cheyenne because Mudd's phone didn't get reception on 3rd Avenue in Demumbrian in downtown Nashville. Apparently, Cricket doesn't have a tower in downtown Nashville was the problem. So there were a lot of issues to overcome, but we made it happen.
Did you nearly bail on it?
No.
Okay.
I was going to come back empty-handed. We would have crushed
it. Look, I drove downtown, parked at the radio station on 2nd Avenue, walked down there. There's no way in hell that I was going to bail on that without getting the audio.
I'm raising my hand. I've got a question.
Yeah.
How'd you keep from getting arrested?
Well, I was telling the guys, I looked extremely creepy because there's nothing but bachelorette parties walking around, and I'm just sitting there holding a microphone. But what's funny about downtown Nashville, Coach, and you see this, how wild it is down there, no one even batted an eye. No one gave me a second look. Just standing on the street corner by myself holding a microphone and my cell phone.
He's a weird dude. He's about to sing a cappella.
So we'll start
Sweet Caroline.
I just start singing. Red Sox songs, where it goes.
We'll start the Monday recap with the post-dinner interview. Here is Chad Withrow standing by with Ryan Mudd and Cheyenne.
The time is 9:48 p.m. This is our post-date interview with one Ryan A. Mudd and his date, Cheyenne. We'll begin with Ryan Mudd. Ryan, first and foremost, good to see that both of you are still breathing right now. You're both alive, so congratulations on making it through.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
So how did it go?
We're good.
So take us from the start to the end. We're going to get to Cheyenne here momentarily, but where did you guys meet, and did you set it up, and how did that go?
We met at the station. Cheyenne met at the station. We got a joyride down to Florida Georgia Line house, hung out there, got a drink, and then we walked around to the riverfront, and then we walked to Tin Roof when we checked some music out, and then by that time it was time to eat, so then we went to the Southern.
So Cheyenne, first impression of Ryan A. Mudd as you met him at the radio station in which he's employed?
Thought he was really kind and sweet.
Kind and sweet.
There you go,
what
Mudd.
Did you think of the joyride decision by him instead of driving down or even maybe taking a nice walk down? What did you think?
I thought it was smart because it was hot as crap.
Smart because it's hot as crap. a woman who knows that it's hot outside, knows what she wants. So, Mud, what made you decide on, of all places? Now, you listed your most romantic spots in all of Nashville, but you decided on the Florida-Georgia Line House to begin. Take us through that decision-making process.
I've never been. She has been. And we just thought it'd be a great place to start.
It's all about my fan of the aesthetic or just Florida-Georgia Line, the band in general. What drew you to this place?
The atmosphere is fantastic. The atmosphere is great. I mean,
what about the atmosphere did you like the most?
The band on top of the roof was great. Just the overall, the atmosphere was great.
The overall atmosphere.
So, Cheyenne, I go back to you. What did you think of the atmosphere at Florida Georgia Line House? And please, do not hold back.
I thought it was really nice and laid back. I liked the music a lot. Just a really cool place just to hang out.
Are you a fan of Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
Okay. Assuming also Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah. My dad worked for both of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Someone in the music business. And I'm sure that by your conversation tonight, you know that Ryan A. Mudd is a huge fan of music.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mudd, you decide to go to Florida Georgia Line House. Then you go to Tin Roof.
Tin Roof Nashville.
Okay. To Tin Roof Nashville, a sponsor of 104.5 The Zone in the Midday 180. So, a smart move for you.
Very smart.
Now, you get to dinner. The question on all of our minds, what were you going to order for dinner? Did you go with something familiar, or did you step outside the box and order something that maybe you haven't tried before?
Now, I got the gumbo, like y'all recommended. Okay. And then the waiter recommended that I get the Wind of the South. I was going to go with the fish and grits, but he said the Wind of the South is the salmon with, with a little bit of lemon seasoning on it, and it was great. Fantastic. Broccoli, rice, and asparagus.
Yes.
Cheyenne, did Ryan A. Mudd spring for an appetizer to start the night off?
He did.
Oh, wow. What was the choice?
He got the gumbo and I got a Caesar salad.
Okay, so you had the gumbo, Mudd, for both an appetizer and an entree. Is that what I'm hearing? Or is that just for appetizer?
No, I got the Wind of the South, the salmon.
Okay.
Salmon. Yeah.
Salmon.
He had it. He lost.
Please. Please.
So the entree. Okay. Now, did you get dessert?
No, we did not.
Did you have drinks?
Yes. I got a Blue Moon.
You got a Blue Moon. Cheyenne, what did you have to drink?
Riesling.
Nice. Okay. A nice Riesling, a nice Blue Moon. Mud, you didn't decide to go with the old-fashioned like we recommended. Is that right?
I did not. We looked at it, and we said that y'all recommended it for sure, but we didn't go with it.
Okay, so you went to Florida Georgia Line House.
Disobedience.
You went to Tin Roof. You went to the Southern because Coach Mack, or Pledge, very generous of him, decided to spring for dinner there.
Skywalker started stretch.
Are you going to see the fountain at the Skirmerhorn now?
Oh, wow.
We can if you want.
It's right next door to here.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, your thoughts?
Why not?
Oh, there it is, Bud.
Up for anything.
Well, the pedestrian bridge is also close.
Yeah.
Now, I also cannot make this up, but as we sit on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Demumbry in downtown Nashville right now, again, the time sometime after 9:50 p.m., a Weird Al Yankovic concert just let out at Ascend Amphitheater.
Come on.
So we are being flooded by Weird Al Yankovic fans. You cannot
make this up.
Stranger
than fiction.
On the night that Ryan A. Mudd pulled off a date successfully, Weird Al Yankovic is playing next door. Mudd, it's not Kenny Chesney, but it's the next best thing. Your thoughts?
Kenny needs to get his butt back in town tonight and play a concert for Nashville. Maybe Tin Roof Demumbry. He can come and play there like he's done before.
You think that's a good spot, good venue for Kenny Chesney, Tin Roof Demumbry?
He's played it before. I've seen it.
The man has played Bristol Motor Speedway and had that many fans there. You think that Tin Roof is a good spot?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cheyenne, have you seen Kenny Chesney in concert since your dad worked for him, right? Or Florida Georgia Line?
No, I have not seen either.
Okay.
He just got off tour.
All right, so it's about 10 o'clock right now. Cheyenne, we talked about it. You had to get a babysitter. I know that. I'm giving you an out right now also if you need one. Will you guys go at least see the fountain from this point on? Mudd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will.
Cheyenne?
Yes.
Okay.
He's yelling he's got quarters.
Impress you that he has quarters. Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Heard it here first. Pretty awesome. The date continues. They're moving on from the Southern. They're going to the Skirmerhorn, to the fountain, to the wishing well. And then, Mudd, will you go to the pedestrian bridge? Only if she says yes. You have to ask first, okay?
I'll ask for sure.
Consent is key. That is Ryan A. Mudd. That is his lovely date, Cheyenne. We are broadcasting live from the corner of 2nd Avenue and Demumbrian. And remember, Ryan A. Mudd. The three key words for tonight. Consent is key.
Consent is key.
Oh, did they make it to the wishing fountain or the pedestrian bridge?
So many questions.
What night, or excuse me, what time of night did this date end? We will find out from Ryan A. Mudd coming up, and Coach Mack has a lot of questions about how much of his money was spent.
Coach Mack will allow Ryan A. Mudd to speak into a microphone when we return for the
Could
first
be
time.
Right. The last segment of Ryan Mudd before the Muddatorium begins.
Tony Barnhart talks college football with you every Saturday, presented by Stroud's Barbecue and by Tennessee Steel Haulers. Saturday mornings at 9:15 on 104.5 The Zone.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. We are recapping the date. Ryan Mudd and Cheyenne on Saturday night.
I like how you put that.
First of all, let me just say, from that, your man on the street interview skills, Chad, are outstanding.
That's a show skill. We thrive in those settings, and Chad maintained our excellent standard.
I mean, that was outstanding. And look, if we don't even go any further, how long have we been on air? 15 minutes? My money was well spent.
You're getting a return.
It could end right
the
now.
The ROI is satisfactory.
No, I'm all good.
Ryan, I have an early question here as we ease you into this interrogation. You told me off air at the early stops you drank Coors Light, but then you said at the Southern you had Blue Moon. Talk me through this transition in beer.
Oh, I was just wanted to get a Blue Moon at the Southern instead of the Coors Light.
Just sounded right at the Southern? Why Coors Light it? By the way, it's FGL House. I played along with him saying Florida Georgia Line House, which I've never heard it described that way. But it's FGL House. But why Coors Light at FGL House?
Initially.
I'm a big Coors guy.
Big Coors guy.
Big Coors guy, but at the Southern, you become... They have Coors, the Southern.
Yeah, I know.
You become a Blue Moon guy at the Southern?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also drank Blue Moon yesterday.
Okay. You and Ryan Mudd are one of the same. Yeah.
First thing I've got to ask, did you go to the Wishing Fountain?
Yes.
Did you? How many quarters did you throw in after this interview with Chad?
I had two quarters, one for her, one for me.
This is like a guy ready to play video games.
You have told us in the past.
Like an arcade.
You have told us in the past, I've asked you, what do you wish for? And you say, I always wish for a kiss. Oh, did you wish for a kiss?
I did not.
Oh my.
What was your wish?
I can't even remember.
David Reed's job.
Ryan, but Ryan, first of all, I hope you use my money to get the quarters. Second of all, you should have got a roll of quarters.
Yeah.
Did you give him cash or did you like just give the credit
cash.
Card to the Southern?
I gave him a handful of cash. It was like a drug deal. I mean,
you met him and you like just slipped him an envelope backhand or
yes.
You put a mark on a mailbox.
Paul, I'm leaving the studio Friday. Matt calls me and he's like, "Hey, Hutt, is Mudd still there?" And I'm like, I just left, but I think he's still there working on some podcasts. And he's like, I've got to get this cash to him because he's on the way back from Farm Bureau Health Plans in Columbia. He's like, I got to get this cash to him. I said, if you text him, if you want me to call him, and I tell him that cash is on the way, he's not leaving.
He's not leaving. All right, so talk about question. The financial exchange. So we told you to tip with your own money. Did you tip with your own money?
Yes.
Why? Okay.
Because, no. I tipped with Coach Mack's money.
Well, that's all I want to know. Okay, look, it's either yes or no, and it was both, so I'm good.
It was Coach Mack's money.
I told you, don't go in your pocket for 1 cent. I hope the two
we told him
were,
to violate
so
that.
So the one thing that I regret not getting into in the On the Street interview was the line of conversation for the night. What was the conversation like with Cheyenne? What did you guys discuss the most over drinks and then dinner?
I asked her if she was a listener of the show. We talked about her kids.
What did she say?
I think she's a new listener is what she said.
Yeah.
She actually, I had to explain to her about the segments that
she's
we did.
She's a new now and former listener after there. But continue.
I had to explain to her about the segments we did, and because I don't think she knew what was going on because I think she thought I was awkward about the date.
Because she thought you were awkward about the date.
No. She's never been on a blind date before. And she thought it was awkward. And I was like,
blind dates can be.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So what else? So you talked about her kids.
Ryan
what did
said,
you ask
think
her?
It's awkward now. Wait till you see these quarters.
Yeah, so,
wait till the end of the night.
But the show gave you reason to speak to her, which was good. Yeah. It broke the ice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you think she wished for? Did you discuss her wish?
No, we didn't.
So you just you threw a couple quarters in the fountain and walked away?
No, we walked up the pedestrian bridge.
Oh, you did?
So you made it to the other side of the bridge or to the middle and turn around? Or?
We made it about a fourth the way up because she had on high heel. Her feet were hurting. I should have told her to wear comfortable shoes.
Any bunions? Yeah.
Because we were going to walk a lot.
And you, okay, so...
Yep. How was the view up there?
It was cool.
You take any photos?
No, I didn't take any photos.
Mud, take us through your outfit choice on the night, because I was expecting you to wear exactly what you wear in here every day. And you did change it up a little bit. I've never seen you in this wardrobe. Take us through what you wore and the decision behind it.
A blue and white striped long sleeve shirt with the sleeves pulled up.
Yep.
With jeans.
And wore jeans.
How did he look, Chad? What'd you think?
Sharp. Sounds sharp.
A lot better than I expected. I was expecting to wear cargo shorts and a zone polo shirt or cargo shorts and a t-shirt like he wears every day in here. But he had jeans on and a long sleeve button up shirt.
Cheyenne dressed up?
She was. She was.
Mud, you got off work around 5 p.m. on Saturday. The date was at 8:30. What did you do for 3.5 hours?
That's a great question.
I waited here for an hour and just hung out in the studio and then waited till 6:30, and she got here around 6:30, 6:35, something like that.
Okay.
And we took a joyride.
I got you. So
what is a joyride technically?
It's a golf cart.
How do you call a golf cart? Like, you don't have any apps or anything.
Yeah. You just walk up on one here?
Hitchhike?
No, I got on Google, and I just Googled Joyride Nashville and called the number, and they were like, yeah, we'll be there in 5 minutes.
And how much of Coach Mack's money did you spend on the Joyride?
$10.
Well spent.
That's not bad at all.
No, how did the finances work here? Like, did you give Coach Mack back a wad of money? You give him receipts so that he could write this? Is this a write-off, Coach Mack?
I wrote it off as soon as I gave it to him.
Not with the government, just with yourself.
I wrote it off soon. No, I told him. When I came back, and Hutt was good enough to have him wait till Rhett and I got back from Columbia with our Farm Bureau event that we did, you know, and Ryan was here, and so we went into the green room there and had a conversation. I said, here's the money, and just start peeling it off to him. I said, I want you to spend every bit of this. I don't want any of it back, and I don't want you spending 1 cent of your own money. That's all I ask. And hopefully he did that. And he's already said he did and he didn't. And so here we go.
I took the advice of Coach Mack and Kirby.
Wait, oh, God. How the hell did Kirby get it?
Let's take the advice of Coach Mack, not Kirby.
Ryan. I like being aligned with Kirby. Nobody
the only man in America that
would
say
that. Nobody else in this room does. I like being aligned with Kirby.
What was Kirby's advice?
So I consider that a compliment.
Where did Kirby interject?
Kirby said, do not think about marriage. Just have a good time. So we had a good time and everything. No marriage. There was no marriage proposal or anything.
Yeah.
How did the night end? How did the date end? Let's get to the real stuff.
With a hug.
With a hug?
Yeah.
A hug back here at the station?
Or back downtown?
Here.
Okay, so how did you get back here?
How did you get back here? Joyride?
Joyride, yeah.
You love Joyride, huh?
It's fun.
Fun, yeah. You gave Coach Mack an envelope, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure he wants to read it in private, but this is a public show.
I don't know. Can we open it live?
Let's open it.
Let's open it and see what's in there.
Let's leave it. Ryan can open it.
First off, we need to see if there's change.
First of all, if there's any change in here, then
he's going back to him.
Take note that Ryan's saliva has touched that envelope.
First of all, this card.
Wait, do you see this?
This card.
Get a picture of that, Emma. Get that
Emma,
out.
Take a picture. Number tweet that out.
One coach.
With Coach Mack holding it up. Oh, my gosh.
That's perfect.
How did you find that?
How long did it take you to find that card?
Number one coach. 5 seconds at Walgreens.
That's right.
Hey, real quick, did Coach Mack's money purchase this card?
No, I bought it.
Okay. I love how Reed spotted it before the rest of us and saw right away that it was going to be gold.
He had actually been saving that for Doug Matthews.
For his apology about saying he had more podcasts listen to
them. This is worth every bit of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you haven't even opened it yet.
No, I haven't opened yet. This is going up on my, I mean, I've got a lot of nice things in my office.
I think we should add it to the studio. No,
he's taking down a picture.
This is going up.
He's taking down a picture of the 85 Bears to put that up.
All right.
He's opening the card. And he moves away a little bit.
It says number one coach with a number one sign on it. Did you get it?
The foam finger.
The foam finger.
Golden.
It's outstanding. I mean, Ryan.
All right. Anyway. Here it comes.
When it comes to great coaches, you're in a league of your own. Thank you.
That's what the card says.
And the card says, signed by Ryan Mudd and Cheyenne with a drawn heart.
Oh, that's nice.
Very.
So you had Cheyenne sign this at dinner?
No, when we got back here.
Okay.
That's very.
Was this part of was this some sort of ploy by you?
Yeah. Hey, you got to come back.
Hey, come check out the studio where I work.
Right.
I signed this thank you note.
I showed her the studio.
Oh, give her a tour.
Ryan, I'm impressed.
What'd she think of Allison's office?
Ryan, I'm impressed. This is solid. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You could write, Ryan, just for future reference, you could write a few more words of your own in addition to what the card writers, in addition to what Hallmark writes.
The card spoke for itself.
Add Saturday night to another event this couch is seen.
janitorial services, we're going to need to burn a couch.
Well, the couch is in the lobby.
In the 104.5, the zone studio, paging janitorial services.
Kentucky fans. Practice. Young Kentucky fans looking for a practice session. We got a couch to burn.
Coming up, Cheyenne joins us.
Yes. We have confirmation that Cheyenne
will join us. One more segment before the muditorium.
We have not discussed in depth the conversation at dinner. We have to have Cheyenne on to discuss all of it.
Your home for Titans football and the University of Tennessee Volunteers. 104.5, The Zone.
They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down, footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.
We gotta get his mic on.
Say it, Mac.
David Reed. Coming back, major back surgery. You're on your A game already.
I missed the mic.
That's outstanding. You didn't have your mic on, but it's no problem.
He's coming in hot.
Well, this date was as well on Saturday night. Ryan Mudd in studio, Coach Mack paid for this date on Saturday at the Southern. Big thanks to Tom Morales for the hospitality at the Southern as well on Saturday night. And we are pleased to be joined by Cheyenne. We haven't talked with her since she agreed to go on this date. Cheyenne, did you regret your decision?
No, I didn't.
So you had a fun time. You weren't just lying to me on Saturday night when I spoke with you.
No, it was fun.
Have you two communicated since the date, or is this are we giving you that opportunity for the first time now?
A little bit, not really.
Little bit? Would that be like a brief texting?
Yeah. What do you mean by a little bit?
Yeah, like a text or like, two.
Had fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So when you met Ryan Mudd, just first impressions in person, what did you think?
He was really kind.
Kind.
How was he kind? To offer the pay for the joyride?
Well, that was really sweet because it was hotter than Hades out.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It was very hot.
He was very eager to give you a tour of our studio. How impressed were you with the zone and Cumulus facility?
It's where we're broadcasting from right now is that studio you saw.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Best friend's a little bit jealous, but he'll get over it.
I was wondering about how Mudd handled the cash, because he's spending someone else's cash. I'm picturing this would be a big wad of cash coming out of his pocket. Was he awkward at all with the cash?
What was that?
Was he awkward at all with the cash? He's spending someone else's money here, a sponsored dinner.
No, he didn't seem awkward. I didn't pay attention to what he was pulling out or not.
How was the conversation? Smart. Did he do an adequate job of asking you questions and finding out about you, Cheyenne, and not just talking about himself?
Yeah, absolutely. He asked a lot of questions.
What were the questions about? Just you in general, your life? Just well, what was the conversation?
Our favorite sports teams and so on and so forth.
Did you have anything in common with this man?
We both go to church.
Okay.
God's a good thing to have in common.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
So
I think there was a lot of just basic common ground.
Yes.
Both kind of agreed, you know, as far as church goes and sports and stuff like that.
When dinner was served, I mean, did you get a point where you thought, man, he's actually running out of things to talk about?
No, I don't think at any point we ran out of things to talk about.
Did you hear the breathy laugh at all? Were there any moments of laughter?
Well, turn his mic on so we can hear that laugh. So
Ryan, like, did you,
that right there. Yeah. Yes.
Did you do any of that? Did he do
Sounds
any of that?
Sounds like Doc Holliday.
I think there was a little bit of laughter.
Yeah. Well, it seems like he's shot and gasping for air because he's got a bullet hole in his lung.
How many times did he say the word atmosphere on the night? Because in the interview, he said it 9 times.
Actually, I think 3 or 4 times.
So that wishing well is one of his absolute favorite places in the world. Did he convey that to you, how important that was? And if you could talk us through just your visit there.
To visit what place? I'm sorry.
To the wishing well.
To the wishing well next to the symphony, the fountain.
Well, we actually went there.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was pretty nice.
Was what was your wish? Ryan would not really reveal his. What was your wish at the wishing well?
I don't know.
I'm thinking she wished that it was a little bit cooler.
Questions are way too tough.
I think she wished that it was a little cooler out.
And I would have wore different shoes.
Cheyenne joins us. Are you calling from work right now, Cheyenne?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Did either of you contemplate snapping a picture at any time?
A picture?
Yeah, we'd love to have a picture to commemorate this.
It didn't happen.
But Brian doesn't seem to have one.
Sure, I'll send one.
Yes.
Oh, all right. You took a picture. Fantastic. Nice. That'd be great. Cheyenne, send this to me, Cheyenne, please.
This is Coach Mac. And look, all I want to know is, first of all, I'm really happy you went. I just want to know, was my money well spent? Did you have a good time? Did you have
a great time? Thank you so much.
This is the big question. Would you consider a second date with Mudd at some point?
Yeah, I would be up for that.
All right.
Mudd, would you consider a second date at some point?
Ryan and Cheyenne, I'm not paying for this one.
All right,
that's completely understandable.
Where this leaves us is we're looking for a sponsor for a second date for Mudd and Cheyenne.
Absolutely.
And lines are open. Should we use the contest line, David, or the regular line?
I was just going to call Wendy's.
If you're interested in helping sponsor these two lovebirds for a second date, they can go to Satco. I think we're all comfortable with that.
That's right.
On a second date. Satco, if you're listening.
Lunch at Wendy's, man.
I hope you like Wendy's.
And the great thing about going to Satco is, Ryan, you can also get the wind of the south afterwards.
Reed is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheyenne, have a great holiday week. Hopefully this is a short week for you as well as it is for us.
You're a good sport. We understand.
Thank you for doing the blind date. Tell your friend that we appreciate him listening and for signing you up for this, even though you were reluctant at first.
And we understand you're a relatively new listener. We hope you don't run from
us.
And
Cheyenne, I promise I will not show up and put a microphone in your face after this next date if you go out with
Ryan
Mudd again.
Don't make that promise. It might be me.
Final thing.
So just me that I will.
What did you think when Mudd had a cell phone in downtown Nashville that didn't have reception?
Or Uber.
I told him he needed to go get Verizon.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, I like you more and more already. That's awesome.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Cheyenne, up for the second date, but Mudd must initiate
Catfish
the conversation.
Jake chiming in saying, I'll sponsor date number 2.
Yes, Catfish Jake.
Let's keep this thing going.
Catfish Jake, I love it, brother. Hey.
This is like The Bachelor. Everything's free. They just get to go on these great date nights out. No one's paying.
Catfish Jake.
Thank you so much for what you... No, I mean this. For everything you did filling in for David Reed, you completely shocked me with how well you filled in the shoes of the chairman. The chairman of the board is still the best, but you are welcome back anytime that he can't make it.
And look, you did do good work, but you know, it comes a time where people, you know, need some space, and I encourage you now to give me that space.
Are you headed back to your parents' attic now? What do you do?
Well, there was a guy who's been listening to the show who I used to work with at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Cool Springs and wants to get lunch.
Oh, okay. But I mean, like,
you still got my money left?
He wants lunch.
You still got some money left?
Are we experimenting now? You're going on lunch with guys?
What?
I was confused. You're talking about dating a woman and you're like, what is that?
This guy from Academy wants to hire Mutt.
Time to expand my horizons.
No, he wants to hire you potentially to be a greeter?
No. We used to work together.
Oh, when so I, he's just saying, hey, college. Let's catch up and have lunch?
Yeah, just catch up
and have
lunch.
No job opportunity here?
No.
Like you're not going to be ringing up me
us.
Buying no. Simon a new bat?
Don't no. leave us.
Can I come interview this guy one? After the lunch?
No, I'm laughing like Mud.
Mud, give us that laugh one more time.
Please cut that up. We got to have that
midday
all over.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.